My name is Mark Noel, and I'm the Chair of the Education Council, and of course, we've been introduced before in our previous meeting. We certainly want to thank everyone for taking the time to be here, and we have an agenda tonight. A number of presentations will be made, and requests have been put in. And we just ask, for the sake of all the other presenters and the time that you've given, as much as reasonably possible, to watch your time. Certainly, we're very interested as a DEC in listening to the presentations, and I'll get up after each presentation and ask if there's any questions by the DEC as well. So, again, we want to welcome everyone here tonight, and some of our district staff are here. Of course, Mr. McTimony is here, and I told him he can sit back and take notes, and we'll just let you come. This really is about you. So our first presentation is Stanley Elementary PSSC. So all those that are involved can just come right up and start the presentation.
Wendy Morrell. I graduated from the school. I've got two adult children who graduated from the school, and I've got a child in grade two. So I, like many of the people here in this room, have a vested interest in what happens to the school. I want to welcome everybody here tonight, and I want to welcome people as well. Just to get started here. Chair of the Stanley Elementary PSSC, and so the presentation we put together tonight is called Primary Priority. We named it that because we feel that the elementary schools will be greatly affected by the proposed amalgamation. So this is just a note from the Elementary PSSC. On behalf of the Stanley Elementary PSSC, we wish to express our concern over the proposed amalgamation of Stanley Elementary and Stanley High School. The following presentation will explain some of the reasons we propose to maintain the status quo and not to move the amalgamation forward. So for the people who aren't on the PSSC, we've put a little bit here about the role of the DEC. One of the main roles of the DEC, the the Education Council member is to ensure the wishes of the community are reflected in the management and operation of the community schools. DEC members must be willing to ask the community what it needs and wants from its schools. An effective DEC member considers the wishes of all parents, students, and community members. And this was taken from the District Education Council website. So one of the things that we've discussed and we're concerned about is the loss of autonomy, or losing our independence and our brand, I guess. So Stanley Elementary was built in 1965 as a separate independent school and has an important place in our community. In 1992, the elementary and high schools were joined with a corridor between them and a shared cafeteria, but functioned as two separate schools. At no time did parents nor the community ask to amalgamate the two schools into one entity. So we had a discussion about why do parents choose Stanley Elementary? When parents are considering a school for their child or children, many say that they prefer a small school where staff have a close relationship with each student. This has been a major factor in choosing a community to live in. The proposed amalgamation would mean that some parents may not choose to send their children to an amalgamated school, which would mean a decrease in enrollment, which in turn means lower FTE, or full-time teaching equivalents, so teachers, school staff, that type of thing. A little word about Stanley Elementary School culture. Great little school for sure. The children at Stanley Elementary know each teacher and the principal and feel comfortable in approaching them. The principal is a teaching principal as well, which allows her to get to know each student as an individual. If the proposed amalgamation goes through, this close relationship will not be possible because the principal most likely will not be a teaching principal. He or she will be responsible for the middle and high schools as well as the elementary school, leaving less time for relationship building. School connectivity. A sense of school connectedness can support students in making healthy choices. Students who feel an attachment to their school and who consider their teachers to be supportive are less likely to engage in unhealthy or high-risk behavior. In the recent school wellness survey, our school level of connectedness averaged 94%, which is awesome, I think. So there's a few stats that we put in there. 91% feel close to the people at their school. 93% feel part of their school. 91% are happy to be at school, which is great. 94% feel that the teachers treat them fairly, and 96% feel safe at the elementary school. These scores are above the New Brunswick average in every category, and we want to keep our children connected to the school and happy to be here. One office, one administration. We are concerned that with one's principal, the principal's time would be more concentrated on social issues of the middle and high schools, which will leave the elementary school children as a lower priority. We're also concerned about elementary children being in the same administration office as the middle and high schools. This is not only a safety issue, but a very intimidating situation for a younger child. We prefer not to have our elementary students sharing an office and looking at the actions and behaviors of older adolescents. Bullying issues. We are concerned that there would be an increased contact with elementary and middle and high school children, which would lead to increased bullying situations. We are also concerned about elementary children being exposed to social situations that affect middle and high schools, such as inappropriate language, drug use, alcohol, sexual harassment, etc. In the 2013-2014 wellness survey, only 20% of students indicated bullying to be an issue at their school, compared to 41% across New Brunswick. It's also a really good stat. Currently, the vast majority of students feel comfortable at 91% in approaching their teacher or administrator when bullying issues arise. Can you ensure that this would continue if the amalgamation goes forward? Elementary school needs. There's a difference in the instructional hours between the elementary and high schools, there's a significant difference in the length of class time. It becomes complicated to share, to schedule shared specialists at both levels when class times don't coincide. Also, the time required of administrators to serve and meet the needs of adolescents is both daunting and demanding. With the proposed amalgamation, who would ensure that the elementary school needs, issues, and concerns are being met? Communication issues. We are also concerned that there would be issues around communication between school and home with respect to changes in transportation arrangements, after-school activities, and caregivers, late arrivals, school closures due to loss of administrative positions. I know it's quite busy here at the end of the day, so it's just want to make sure that the kids are going to get where they need to go. So. Student leadership skills. The children in grade 4 and 5 lose their chance to gain leadership and mentoring skills at a young age. They currently are the big kids at school, and the younger children look up to them. The elementary staff offer programs and clubs to build leadership skills, such as House League, Environmental Club, and Hack and Tack. Older students help the teachers by taking leadership roles and assisting the young students as they move through the stations during Winter Carnival. Such events as Winter Carnival and Fun Days. So we want that to continue for the kids to look to the older kids as mentors. We're concerned about loss of programs due to increased demands on teachers. Special events at the elementary school may be reduced due to the loss of staff and administration as a result of the proposed amalgamation. Increased demands on school staff would mean that there would be there wouldn't be anyone to coordinate Halloween, Valentine's dances, events, noon hour intramurals, drama, musical productions. After school programs would also be at risk due to increased demands on teachers and school staff. So we all want what's best for our children. Children are growing up too fast, exposed to things they don't need to be. Why would we want to speed up the growing process by introducing them to situations they don't need to be involved in, or witnessing explicit language, actions, defiance, drama, and fighting? There is also a definite difference between school culture, climate, and the atmosphere in the elementary school and the middle and high school. Let's keep them children as long as possible. So to sum everything up, parents nor the community asked for one shared administration office or for one shared principal. There is no need to spend taxpayers' money relocating the central office and shared administration when the current state works well as it is. The district has stated that there would be a total annual cost savings of $53,621 starting in year 3. There are currently 248 students in both schools who go to school 185 days per year. This works out to $1.17 per day per student. Would the district reduce services to our elementary school children and disrupt the learning environment in order to save $1.17 per child per day? We ask the District Education Council to recommend the status quo for Stanley Elementary and Stanley High Schools. Thank you.
Very good presentation. For DEC members, any questions? Mr. John Slip.
It was a very good presentation, by the way. Thank you, and congratulations on your connectivity results. You mentioned there's a concern that some parents may choose not to send their children.